请我们一起来默祷。
Let us pray in silence.
Amen. 奉主耶稣的圣名，我们开始早上的聚会。
In the name of Lord Jesus, ask for God's guidance and prayer.
愿主耶稣的平安喜乐与我们大家同在。
May God's peace and joy be with every one of us.
我们现在一起跪下来祷告。
Let us all kneel down to pray.
愿大家平安。
Peace be among everyone.
请我们来看一段圣经。
Let us open our Bible to a verse.
哥林多后书。
Second Corinthians.
第八章。
Chapter 8.
哥林多后书第八章。
Second Corinthians chapter 8.
第九节
Verse 9
哥林多后书第八章第九节
Second Corinthians chapter 8 verse 9
我们知道我们主耶稣基督的恩典他本来是富足的却为我们成为贫穷叫你们因他的贫穷可以成为富足
For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ that though he was rich yet for your sakeHe became poor, so that you through his poverty might become rich.
我想用这一节圣经节跟大家一起来学习因穷而富。
So today I'd like to use this verse as a topic through poverty that we could become rich as a study for today.
我们在美国大概很多人天天所想的就是怎么赚更多的钱。
I think in the United States, most of us think about how we can be more wealthier and make more money in this world.
UCLA 有一个教授，他从60年代一直到90年代一直在做一个调查，就是大学一年级的学生，他们头脑里面认为最重要的是什么？
There's a professor in UCLA that has been running a survey from the 60s till the 90s, and his survey was on what were some of the main goals of freshmen in college at the time.
60年代，三分之二的大学一年级学生觉得怎么过一个有意义的生活，这个最重要。
In the 60s, about two-thirds of the freshmen in college at the time, their main goal was to how to live a meaningful life.
但是经过三四年
After 30 years,
三分之二大学一年级的学生认为人生最重要的就是怎么赚更多的钱。
Two-thirds of the freshmen in college, their main goals were how to make more money in this world.
这个是整个社会的趋势。
And that's the transformation of the society. Now.
大家想要变成富足。
Everyone wants to become wealthy.
但是要成为富足，需要有条件。
However, there are criteria for us to become wealthy.
第一个，需要有机会。
First, we have to have the opportunity.
第二个，需要有能力。
Second, we have to have the ability.
非洲的人讲起来，用中国话来讲，就是一贫如洗，非常穷。
In the people in Africa, they're very much in poverty.
有很多人其实头脑很聪明。
Some of them are very smart.
但是他没有机会。
However, they do not have the opportunities.
因为他这个环境没有机会。
Because their environment does not lend itself to for them to have opportunities.
但是我们回到美国。
But if we are talking about the United States,
到处都是机会。
There's much more opportunities for everyone.
特别是在矽谷。
Especially in the Silicon Valley.
如果你有能力。
If you have the abilities.
到处都是机会可以发财变成富有。
There are numerous opportunities for you to become wealthy.
所以我们来到美国要成为富足不简单。
Those that are here by immigrations in the United States to become wealthy is very difficult.
因为我们需要机会，也需要能力。
Because we need both opportunities and also we need ability.
所以一生变成很富有的人可能不多。
So there may not necessarily be a lot of wealthy people in this world.
因此有的人说，你上班一辈子到退休，到底你在美国赚到什么？赚到一栋房子。
Some people ask what do you gain through your entire life of working in the United States? People often reply, well, I have my house.
大概退休就是这个是你的。
Perhaps after our retirement, that house is yours.
哦，再来就是依靠政府的这个还有退休金来。
And then after that, we potentially would have to rely on the government's retirement system.
啊，但是我们有一个很富足的天父。
However, we have a very wealthy Father in heaven.
哦，就是天上的神。
And that's our God in heaven.
他要接纳我们做他的儿子。
He shall receive all of us as his children.
哦，所以这个第九节给我们一个另外一个盼望。
So in verse 9, it gives us another new hope.
啊，主要说因他的贫穷可以成为富足。
Yes, the latter part of the verse says, so that you through his poverty might become rich.
这个他就是指着主耶稣。
Here, when it says his, that's referencing God.
因为主耶稣的贫穷，我们可以成为富足。
Because through Lord Jesus Christ's poverty, that we become rich.
这个是保罗的体验。
And that was the experience of Paul.
这个也是神的应许。
And that also is a promise of God for everyone.
如果我们把主耶稣当作我们的父。
If we considered Jesus Christ as our Father,
我们就可以成为富足。
Then we will have the opportunity to become rich.
但是这个富足不一定是指着经济上、钱财上的一种很大的改变。
However, this rich that we will have the opportunity to become is not necessarily the materialistic riches.
这个富足是指着从信仰所带来的一种心灵的丰盛。
Rather, we will receive spiritual wealth in that it will bring us joy and peace within.
一种恩典的丰盛。
And that's to become rich in God's grace.
还有对神的这个神性一种丰盛的领受。
Also to be filled with the spirituality of God.
最后我们回到天国有一个丰富的福分。
And finally, also that we will receive fully our inheritance in the heavenly kingdom.
这个叫做信上富足。
And that's to be wealthy or rich in faith.
所以最值得羡慕的人不是世界上富足的人。
So those that we should really, truly envy aren't the people that are wealthy in this world.
因为很多富足的人其实他已经被他的富足所捆绑，被他的富足所控制。
Because in reality, a lot of the wealthy people, they are imprisoned or bounded by their wealth.
比方说我们看经济在走下坡。
For instance, recently the economy has been going downhill.
一下子股票的价值上升50%。
50% of a lot of the stocks lost their value.
你投资在房地产上。
And those who have invested in real estate.
你忽然间发现价值上升1/3。
Then you realize that the value of your real estate have lost its value.
你钱放在银行里面，发现银行倒闭啊。
The money that you put in banks, the banks go bankrupt.
所以这种富足确实有很多的忧虑在里面。
So indeed, there's a lot of stress and sorrow that comes with being wealthy.
那信仰所要带给我们的富足不是这一种。
But the riches that you will receive from through your faith are different.
那是什么样的富足？
So what are these riches?
我们看第八章，哥林多后书第八章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 8.
好。第一节
Verse 1
弟兄们我把神赐给马其顿众教会的恩告诉你第二节
2
就是在患难受大试炼的时候仍然有满足的快乐在极穷乏之间还显出乐捐的厚恩
And now brothers we want you to know about the grace that God has given the Macedonian churches 2 out of the most severe trial their overflowing joy and their extreme poverty welled up in rich generosity
这里保罗告诉哥林多教会的信徒说神赐给马其顿众教会的恩典我现在告诉你
Here Apostle Paul was describing to the Corinthian church of the graces that Macedonian churches received from God
我们读到第二节他们在患难受大试炼
And in verse 2, Paul says that at the time they were going through the most severe trial.
所以可见信仰并不是一个保险，你从今以后不会生病，不会失业，不会遇到困难。
It just tells us that doesn't mean that just because we have faith doesn't mean that we will go through smooth sailing throughout our lives.
马其顿教会信耶稣以后受患难、受试炼、受逼迫。
The Macedonians, after they believed in Christ, they were going through persecution and severe trials.
这种环境的改变常常不是人所能够控制改变的。
A lot of the times, we cannot change or control our environment.
但是神赐给马其顿教会的恩在哪里？
However, what did God grant the Macedonians in terms of grace?
第二节就是在很困难的环境里面有满足的快乐。
Verse 2 it says that through the most severe trial, they're overflowing joy and they're extreme, they're overflowing joy.
这个叫做信上的富足。
This is the true meaning of being wealthy in our faith.
主耶稣曾经告诉世界上的门徒，
Jesus Christ once told his disciples in this world,
说我要将我的喜乐存在你的心里。
That I will deposit my joy in your hearts.
啊，并且叫你的喜乐可以满足。
And so that you will be filled with your joy.
请看约翰福音十五章。
Let's turn to John chapter 15.
啊，约翰福音十五章。
Gospel John chapter 15.
十一节。
Verse 11.
这些事我已经对你们说，是要叫我的喜乐存在你们心里，并叫你们的喜乐可以满足。
I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may become, be complete.
这是说我的喜乐，主耶稣的喜乐要存在你的心里。
Here it says that Lord Jesus Christ's joy will be in every one of us.
你的喜乐可以满足。
And then our joy will be complete.
什么是满足？
What does it mean to be complete?
百分之百的充满，没有缺乏。
It means it's 100% fulfilled and full and is not in lack.In lacking.
那如果我们人的内心在什么环境你都觉得很喜乐，
If our hearts can be joyful in any circumstance,
那天国就在人间了。
Then you will, shall experience heaven in this world.
天国就在你的心里。
Then you have heaven in your heart.
这个就是信仰所带给我们的富足。
That's basically the riches and wealth that our faith will bring us.
所以圣经里面记载保罗被关到监牢里面，他写腓立比书。
In the Bible, Paul wrote a book of Philippians while he was imprisoned.
腓立比书里面充满很多的喜乐。
But if you read Philippians, it contains a lot of joy.
因为保罗在监牢里面，他有体会神的同在。
Because Paul was experiencing God's abidance in while he was imprisoned.
他的内心有一种内在的满足。
He had a true contentment in his heart.
那当人的内心有一种内在的满足，这个外在的物质。
When a person is truly content in heart, then the materialistic things aren't that important anymore.
有，感谢神。
If you have wealth materialistically, then thank God.
没有，你也可以过得很快乐，因为满足是神在你里面。
If not, then you will be also happy as well because you have the true contentment from God from within.
如果这样，我们对外面环境的改变就不会改变你内心的一种满足跟喜乐。
Likewise, if we have the true contentment from God, then we will not be affected by the outer environment.
现在人对物质的追求是空前的。
In this society today, people search after the vanity of wealth.
我们现在人所拥有的物质也是空前的。
And everything that we own in this world also are in vain.
但是现在人的空虚也是空前的。
Also, the emptiness of people, in people's hearts are also in vain as well.
为什么？
Why?
因为人一直在追求外在的东西。
Because humans keep on pursuing after materialistic things.
人的内心空虚。
Our hearts are empty.
那这个空虚只有神才能够填满。
This emptiness can only be filled by God.
那在约翰福音十四章里面。
Gospel of John chapter 14.
二十七节。
Chapter 14, verse 27.
章二十七节。
Chapter 14, verse 27, it tells us.
我留下平安给你，我将我赐的平安给你，我所赐的不像世人所赐的，你们心里不要忧愁，也不要胆怯。
Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you, I do not give you As the world gives, do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid.
主耶稣的一生可以说是经历大风大浪。
Sure, you can imagine the trials and persecutions that Jesus Christ suffered through his life.
但是主耶稣在经历最后一段人生的时候，他的表现跟人不一样。
However, during his few last moments in this world, before he died, his reaction were different from others.
他非常的平静。
He was very peaceful.
连那个比拉多，诶，你为什么不讲话呢？
Even Pilate was asking him, how come you are not speaking or complaining?
人如果受冤屈，人如果受苦的时候，一定会讲出来。
Because as you know, when we are falsely accused, a lot of the times we will find opportunities to complain.
主耶稣非常的平安。
However, Jesus was very much in peace.
他说我将这个平安赐给你。
He even says at the time, peace I leave with you.
特别我赐的不像世人所赐的。
And the peace I give you are different from that of the world.
所以主里的平安不是世界那个没有什么事情发生那一种平安。
So the peace from our Lord are different from the worldly peace.
下面说你们不要忧愁也不要胆怯。
He continues to say that do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid.
什么叫平安？
What does it mean to be peaceful?
就是没有忧愁也没有胆怯。
That means we're not afraid and also we're not troubled.
你对你现在的环境会害怕吗？
Are you afraid of your current environment?
如果这个经济再下去，可能很多公司会裁员。
If the economy continues to downfall, then there's going to be people that will lose their jobs.
那你的房地产、你的健康保险、你的家庭费用从哪里来？
Then where will you be getting your health insurance, your paycheck?And how are you going to support your family?
人会害怕。
So people may be afraid.
再想远一点。
If you think further ahead.
有一天到你退休的时候。
When the time comes for your retirement.
要怎么办？
What should you do?
你会忧虑。
You will be worried.
那这个就是没有平安。
That means that you do not have true peace in your heart.
平安就是对你现在的情况，你不害怕。
To be peaceful, we must be not afraid of the current environment that we live in.
对未来的改变，你不会忧虑。
We're not troubled by the future encounters or changes.
那这个平安从哪里来？
So where can we receive such peace?
世界上找不到。
We cannot find such peace in this world.
但是主耶稣说，我要给你的就是这个平安，没有害怕，没有忧虑。
However, Jesus says here that the peace that he shall give us is the peace that will give us free of trouble and fear.
这个叫做富足。
That's the true meaning of being rich.
信仰要叫我们富足。
That the fact that our faith will make us wealthy.
心里满足的喜乐，还有满足的平安。
Being wealthy in faith, and that we will have peace and trouble free in our hearts.
这个就是神赐给马其顿教会的福气。
And that was the same peace that God granted the Macedonian church.
好，我们再回来看哥林多后书第八章。
Let's turn back to 2 Corinthians chapter 8.
好，第八章的第三节。
Chapter 8,
下半句。
Verse 3. A second portion.
第二节的下半句。
Excuse me, verse 2, second portion.
说在极穷乏的时候还显出乐捐的厚恩来。
That in their most severe trial that they were overflowing in joy.
下面。
And their extreme poverty welled up in rich generosity.
这一句话在描写什么？
What is this verse describing right now?
在描写马其顿教会的人他的内心充满着基督的那种爱。
And it tells us that at that time, Macedonian church members, in their hearts were filled with the love of Christ.
这个叫做神性富足。
And that was, basically they were, rich in this, the characteristic of God.
自私，这是人的本性。
It is true, it is in all of our nature to be selfish.
所以我们常常觉得我很穷，所以我不能够帮助别人。
That's why a lot of the times we may feel that we are poor ourselves, therefore we cannot help others.
这个我们的良心觉得很平安。
And that actually is satisfactory to our conscience.
但是马其顿教会的人很穷，他能够把他所有的再拿出来，这个就像主耶稣。
However, on the contrary, the Macedonian church members, even though they were very poor, but they were still able to help others, and that they took up the character of Christ.
这个不是人做得到的。
And that's not something that humans could act according to our own will.
但这个是主耶稣做出来的。
But rather, it's through the will of Jesus Christ.
因为主耶稣是被神的爱充满一个人。
Because Jesus Christ was filled with the love of God.
今天我们在这个社会里面,
Today in our society, we need more people to be able to act out the love of Christ.
尤其我在看这个中文的报纸,
One time I was reading the Chinese newspaper.
说现在中国大陆啊, 千万富翁增加了很多,
that in China now there's thousands and hundreds and thousands of millionaires.
而下面一个副标题说, 他们都没有行善的观念。
However, there's a subtitle underneath, subnote that says that that these wealthy people do not aren't really generous.
那过了差不多一个月还是两个月,
After a couple of months,
我在那个中文报纸又看到一个标题,
In the same newspaper, I saw another, I read another article.
说美国有一个最富有的人, 我们都知道谁,
and that there is the most wealthy person in this United States.
他拿几百亿的美金来做慈善事业,
and he took a couple hundreds of millions of his own money to give to the poor.
为什么有的人有他做不出来?
How come some people, when they have a lot, they cannot still perform good deeds?
但是有的人有他做得出来。
Why is it that there are some that have a lot, but still are able to give?
关键就是在他的心里面有没有那个神的本性，就是对其他的人一种怜悯，一种爱。
I believe that the difference would be whether this person would have the concept of God's love and mercy within him.
所以一个人要改变自己不简单的。
Therefore, it's very difficult for a person to change oneself.
但是当这个神的爱浇灌在我们里面,
but when the Spirit of God pours down upon us,
我们人就改变了,
we shall change.
因为被基督的爱充满,
because we then will be filled with love of God.
这个改变很重要,
and this transformation is very important.
因为这种人生才是有价值的。
Because then we will truly experience the true meaning of life.
我们像一根蜡烛,
we are like a candle.
我们一生一定会消到最后,
and at the end of our lives, we will be diminished.
但是如果我们能够用我们所有的照亮其他的人，使神的名得到荣耀, 我们的意义，生活就有意义。
However, while we are still able and have the strength, if we can shine on everyone and help everyone that around us, then we will have true meaning in our lives.
所以世界上突出的人很多,
there are a lot of outstanding people in this world.
但是伟大的人不多。
However, there aren't a lot of great people in this world.
为什么?
Why is that?
因为很多很突出的人都把他突出的地方转换成钱，然后归于自己。
Because a lot of the outstanding people in this world, they turn their efforts into wealth.
但是伟大的人能够把他突出的地方转换得对周围的人有帮助，能够造就周围的人。
However, those that are great, they take what they have and give onto other people around them to be able to apply their greatness in a good way to benefit others.
但是这种伟大需要有基督的精神，神的爱充满才做得出来。
The only way you can become great and do such things is to have the love of God.
所以世界上值得羡慕的不是突出的人，世界上值得羡慕的是像主耶稣这样很伟大的人。
So those who is worthy of our envy aren't the ones that are outstanding in this world, but rather those who are great, just like Lord Jesus Christ.
那这种生命的改变，就是一种内心被神的爱充满，很富足的人才能够做得出来。
And in order to be truly transformed and gain meaning in life, we must experience that through God.
那我们怎么来领受这种信仰的富足呢？
So how can we receive the true wealth in our faith?
我们要领受信仰的富足，需要经历过两种的贫穷。
We must have two steps in order to receive wealth in our faith.
所以要经历贫穷才能够成为富足。
in order to, first is that we must experience poverty in order to become wealthy.
第一个贫穷,
first type of poverty.
请看第八章, 哥林多后书第八章,
2 Corinthians chapter 8,
第九节,
verse 9.
你们知道主耶稣基督的恩典, 祂本来是富足的却为你们成为贫穷, 叫你们因祂的贫穷可以成为富足。 为什么我们能够在神里面成为富足？
Why is it that we can become rich in God?
这一段圣经给我们一个答案。
This verse gives us the answer.
因为耶稣的贫穷。
It's because of Lord Jesus Christ's poverty.
我们常常 贫穷是不得已的, 因为你父亲很贫穷, 所以我变成很贫穷。
A lot of the times we are in poverty because we have no choice. Perhaps your family started out being poor.
或者我们做了一个错误的决定。
Or perhaps we made a wrong decision.
你投资错误, 整个家产都报销了, 变成贫穷。
Made a wrong financial decision, therefore you bankrupt and you become poor.
但是只有一个人, 他选择成为贫穷。
However, in this world, there's only one person that chose to become poor.
这个人就是主耶稣。
That person is Jesus Christ.
这里说他本来是富足的。
Here it says that he, although was rich originally.
主耶稣的富足是什么?
What is the riches of Jesus Christ?
天上的富足。
That's the riches of the heavenly kingdom.
我们没有去过天国, 我们不晓得天国的富足是什么。
Since we have not been to the heavenly kingdom, we don't understand what the riches up there are about.
但是菲利比书我们告诉我们一些, 啊, 天国的富足。
However, the Philippians, it describes some of the wealth and riches in the heavenly kingdom.
请看菲利比书第三章。
Please turn to Philippians chapter 3.
第二章。
Excuse me, verse chapter 2.
菲利比书第二章第六节。
Philippians chapter 2 verse 6.
他本来有神的形象, 不以自己与神同等为强夺, 第七节,
7.
反倒虚己除了奴仆的形象, 成为人, 第八节,
8.
既有人的样式, 就自己卑微, 存心顺服, 至于死, 且死在十字架上, 这个就是主耶稣为我们成为贫穷的过程。
Here it describes a process of which Jesus Christ became poor for us.
我们人都往上爬的。
Every one of us has the desire of ascending.
为什么你一直鼓励你孩子要读书?
Why is it that all of us encourage our children to study more?
因为最少你才能够在美国成为中产阶级。
So at the minimum, we can become in the middle class.
那如果你很突出, 你变成上层阶级。
And if you could be very outstanding, then you will become one of the upper class.
但是如果你不读书, 你就变成下层阶级。
However, if you do not study and have a good education, then you become the lower class.
所以我们一直在爬, 我们也希望我们下一代往上爬。
So we have the desire wanting to elevate ourselves, and we also have the same desire for our children.
但是主耶稣是从最高的地方往下降。
However, the Lord Jesus Christ descended from the highest place.
从天国降下成为人。
He descended from the heavenly kingdom to become mankind.
地上不是天国。
Earth is not heaven.
这是很大的牺牲。
And that was a great sacrifice in itself.
他从人, 他不是成为皇帝, 降下成为木匠的儿子。
He did not descend into a king, but rather to be a family of in poverty.
他降下成为仆人,
he became servants.
他降下成为罪人,
he became a sinner.
不是他被勉强的,
not because he was forced to,
是他选择这样做,
but rather he chose to.
为我们从最高的地方降低为最卑的。
For us, he descended from the highest place that there is to become the lowest servant of everyone.
你看我们是人, 但是我们常常希望被人尊敬像神。
We are humans, and yet we have the desire wanting to be praised like God.
所以你看人跟人常常在吹牛, 自我膨胀。
That's why you see a lot of the time people boast about their own accomplishments.
但是主耶稣是神。
However, Jesus Christ is God.
当他成为人,
when he became a man,
第七节说他虚己, 把这个神的荣耀倒掉,
verse 7, it said that he made himself nothing, basically took the glory of God away from himself.
圣经说他没有假借美容, 没有一个美貌的外貌。
Oh, and the Bible says that he also did not made himself really handsome.
因为他成长在一个干地很贫穷的环境。
Because he grew up in a very hard environment.
就是因为他来到世界这样做，所以我们今天才有救恩。
And because of his doing that, we have the opportunity of salvation today.
我们罪才能够得以赦免。
It was because of his doing, then our sins have the opportunity to be washed.
我们才能够跟神和好。
Then we will be able to reconcile with God.
才成为富足。
And then we have the opportunity to become wealthy ourselves.
所以如果我们要经历信仰的富足，一定要经过主耶稣的贫穷。
So in order for us to experience a true wealth in our faith, we must, like Jesus Christ, go through poverty as well first.
他经历贫穷是他的爱。
He went through poverty because of his love for us.
所以我们成为富足，这是因为主耶稣的爱。
And those, all of us become rich in faith, we have to thank God for his love.
因此在哥林多后书里面呢，我们再回来看。
Turn back to 2 Corinthians.
第八章第九节。
Chapter 8, verse 9.
说你们知道主耶稣基督的恩典。这里特说我们要知道主的恩典。
Here it says that we must know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
那主的恩典是什么？
What is the grace of God?
他没有说让你找到工作，让你身体健康。
It's not necessarily to be able to find a job or to be healthy all the time.
主的恩典是让你成为富足。
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ is so that we can become rich.
那怎么让你成为富足？
How can we become rich?
就是他从富足变成贫穷。
It is through his process of turning himself from the highest place to be in poverty.
让你的贫穷成为富足。
So that we can become rich through his poverty.
一种交换。
That was a trade-off.
因为他的牺牲，所以我们变成丰富。
Because of his sacrifice, we were able to enjoy.
因为他的降低，所以我们会高升。
Because of descending, we are able to be ascended.
这个叫做主的恩典。
That is the grace of God.
所以经历富足，第一个要主的主耶稣的贫穷。
So in order to experience the riches through our faith, we must become poor like Jesus Christ.
主的贫穷已经经历过了。
However, Jesus Christ has already experienced and gone through that for us.
那我们就有时候想，为什么我还是没有富足？
But we may be sitting there and still think, how come we're still poor?
我的信仰好像还是不是很丰盛。
Why is it that I'm still feeling that I'm in poverty in my faith?
我们要经历第二个贫穷。
We must go through and experience a second type of poverty.
请看马太福音第五章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 5.
马太福音第五章。
Gospel of Matthew chapter
5. 第三节。
Verse 3.
第五章第三节
Chapter 5 verse
3. 所以说虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
天国是什么？
What is the heavenly kingdom?
天国就是神的国。
It is the kingdom of God.
就是我们刚刚所说的，主耶稣讲丰盛的恩典，丰盛的平安。
And that place would contain the fullness of God's peace and also His grace.
这些福分都是在神的国里面。
All those grace and blessings are contained in the kingdom of God.
但是我们要承受这个福分，第三节说虚心的人有福了。
So in order for us to gain those blessings, here verse 3 it says that we must be poor in spirit.
什么是虚心？你如果看英文就很清楚， poor in spirit 就是你的心觉得很贫穷，不够。
It basically means that we must be in lacking in deficient in our spirit.
我们现在只是很客观的反省我们自己，2008年快结束了。
If we examine ourselves very subjectively, 2008 is about to end.
我们常常对物质上、金钱上常常觉得不满足。
A lot of the times we may complain that we may not have enough in materialistic wealth and riches.
所以我们一直投入去追求。
So we oftentimes try to pursue and put in more efforts.
那神帮助我们，也给我们机会跟能力，可能我们已经得到。
And sometimes God will help us, and maybe some of us have received true wealth.
但是现在关键就是我们在信仰上有没有常常觉得不满足。
But however, the important thing to note is that are we poor in our spirit now?
如果我们自己觉得信仰上很贫穷不满足，我们就有一种渴望的心，渴慕的心，我们就有追求的行动，这样我们才会成为富足。
If we have a sense of discontentment in our spiritual life and in our spirit, then we will have the urge of wanting to pursue and long and put in more effort to gain more of God's spirit.
我常常讲一个例子啊，我们这里的小孩子要喂饭的时候，跑来跑去，追来追去。
And oftentimes, I like to use this example, the children here in the United States, when you feed them, they run all over the place and you have to chase them down.
因为他们不知道什么是饥饿。
Because they have not truly experienced hunger in the past.
你到非洲去，从来没有看到一个小孩子喂饭会跑掉。
And if you go to Africa, when they feed their children, they don't move at all.
麦迪瑞啊，小孩子一天吃两餐，每一餐一碗饭是煮辣椒的。
Liberia, the children there eat twice, and they every time they only eat a bowl of rice cooked in spice.
啊，边吃边吸气，因为很辣，没有钱啊。
They eat it, but they also had to suffer the spiciness. But that was the only food that they were able to afford.
那在这个贫穷的情况下，他对那个食物的渴慕是何等的强烈。
So under that type of situation, those children, they had the extreme longing desire for food.
我们现在的问题就是，我们对神失去这个渴慕的心。
So the problem that we experience now is that we do not have that hunger, the same hunger for the Spirit of God.
因为没有这个渴慕的心，我们就没有去追求，所以这种信仰这种丰盛就体验不到。
If we do not have such a hunger and thirst for God, then we will not have the urge to wanting to experience God.
我们看诗篇四十二篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 42.
诗篇四十二篇。
Psalm 42.
第一节。
Verse 1.
诗篇四十二篇第一节。
Psalm 42 verse 1.
神啊，我的心切慕你，如露切慕溪水。第二节。我的心可想永生的神，我几时能够朝见神呢？
As the deer pants for the stream of water, so my soul pants for you, O God. Two, my soul thirsts for God, for the living God. Where can I go and meet God?
这个做事的人说，我的心切慕你。
Here says that the author says that his soul pants for God.
我渴慕永生的神。
And his soul thirsts for the living God.
让人有这个渴慕的心呢，我们人就会想去亲近神。
We have to have the same type of thirst, then we will have the desire wanting to draw closer to God.
那个就是虚心的人有福了。
That means, that explains why the blessed are the poor in spirit.
他就要得到神的国。
For theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
我们看最后诗篇八十四篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 82.
诗篇八十四篇。
Excuse me, Psalm 84.
第二节。
Verse 2.
我羡慕可想神的愿语，我的心肠，我的肉体向永生的神呼吁。
My soul yearns, even faints for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God.
这个作诗的人说，我渴慕神的愿语。
The author here says that his soul yearns, even faints for the courts of God.
我的心向永生的神呼吁。
That his heart and his flesh cry out for the living God.
所以他对神有一种饥渴的心，有一种追求的那种很强的欲望。
This person has a very extremely strong yearning and urge for the living God.
要经历过这种贫穷，我们的信仰就会富足。
We have to go through this type of poverty in order for us to be rich in our faith.
所以主耶稣已经经历贫穷。
So Lord Jesus Christ has already gone through poverty.
现在他在等待我们经历我们自己的贫穷。
Now he's waiting for us to go through our share of poverty.
我们就会有丰盛的平安，丰盛的喜乐。
Then we will be filled with the peace and joy of God.
那这种生活就是在地如天。
That type of living is basically living in heaven even though we're on earth.
这就是神给我们的恩典。
And that's the true blessing from Lord Jesus Christ.
我们唱诗。
Let's sing in hymn.
492.
Sing hymn 492. please be seated.
我们现在最后要一起来祷告。
Now we will have a concluding prayer.
在2008年将要结束的时候，让我们一起来向神献上感谢的心。
Before the year 2008 ends, let us grant God our hearts of thanksgiving.
他是给我们身体平安，一切顺利，让我们能够活到现在。
Let us ask Him to give us good health and have success.
So、我们也一起来祷告，求主耶稣赐给我们渴慕的心，在2009年，我们能够真的从心里面来追求神。
Let us also ask Him that in the year 2009 that we can have a heart that will thirst after Him and to long after Him.
使我们真正能够经历到信上的富足。
So that we can truly experience what does it mean to be wealthy in our faiths.
我们现在一起来祷告。
Let us all pray together.
如果你想要求圣灵，要接受按手祷告，特别需要带祷，欢迎你到前面来。
If you have the need of having preachers to lay hands on you, or if you would like to pray for the Holy Spirit, please come forward in the front of the chapel.
我们祷告第一句话，奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
When we pray, we start by saying, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
那我们从念哈利路亚赞美耶稣。
And we would then continue to say hallelujah to praise our heavenly Father.
那得圣灵了，就会说方言啊，用属灵的言语跟神在交通。
Those who have received the Holy Spirit will be communicating with God in tongue.
那我们一起来祷告，也请我们在座的长老执事来帮忙按手。
And let us all pray together, and let us ask our elders and deacons in the church to help.